Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, and comment got you covered. Right after this.
Are you like me? You considered a dirty whirl? At the end of the day, you need a bath. Not because of your physically being unclean, but rather because your spirit has been grieved by all the nastiness, all the evil things out there that came throughout the day. Sometimes just a few moments of watching the television can do it, or watching the news, or to get into the political realm here. Scandalous encounters. You know, in the book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul offers a little advice from 2 Corinthians 6:14. Don't be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light and darkness? You know, when you resist Satan's attempts to lure you away from that which is pure and holy, your rewards really are twofold. You bring a delight, I believe, to your Heavenly Father. He is excited. And you set an effective Christ-like example for all the unbelievers around you.
Here might be the question today. What can I do to avoid evil? What'll be my plan to glorify the Lord and stay out of the world? Let's make a deal. Can we do that? Congressional leaders from both parties expected to attend a briefing on border security at the White House as the partial government shutdown approaches the two-week mark now. Back from the holidays and ready to get down to business. Probably not. Funding for President Trump's long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border has been the main sticking point since the shutdown December the 22nd. The president yesterday suggested he would be willing to compromise with the Democrats, though he has repeatedly accused them of not caring about securing the border. What do you think about that? Border security and the wall thing and shutdown is not where Nancy Pelosi wanted to start her tenure as Speaker, Trump tweeted. So, hey, let's make a deal. Wednesday's briefing scheduled for today takes place before Democrats are to assume control of the House of Representatives and end the Republican monopoly on government. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the top incoming House Republicans Kevin McCarthy of California and Steve Scalise of Louisiana reportedly plan to attend, according to the aide there. House Democrat Leader Nancy Pelosi is expected to become Speaker on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also plan to attend. Still, like most things in Washington, D.C., the briefing could be another game of politics between the president and the Democrats. The White House has accused Democrats of refusing to compromise. The invitation to the briefing on border security came after Democrats unveiled a plan to reopen the government without funding the border wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders later called the plan a non-starter that fails to secure the border and puts the needs of other countries above the needs of our own citizens. Well, so far, 2019 has brought continued tensions along the border as U.S. authorities fired tear gas at migrants from the Central American caravan that is gathered there. Authorities fired that gas into Mexico to keep roughly 150 migrants from breaching the border fence at Tijuana. An Associated Press photographer witnessed at least three volleys of gas launched onto the Mexican side of the border near Tijuana Beach early Tuesday. It affected the migrants, including women and children, as well as members of the press. In a tweet on Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen called upon Congress to address this border crisis by amending the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act. What is that? It ends the Flores Agreement. That's what she would like, a deal regarding the treatment of underage migrants that was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Jason Chaffetz said, well, then let's make a deal. If the Democrats won't spend $5 billion on a wall, they should spend $25 billion on border security. What? Well, if you're like me, I mean, you're not, you like the word free. But I go to the thrift store. They usually have in the store a free pile. You know, I go through that stuff. Who doesn't like free? I can always get a good response. In my internet business, if I put free somewhere along the line, free shipping, free tie, any number of things, well, they say starting tomorrow, it's going to be free stuff for everybody. Expect to hear the words free, guaranteed, free for all, a whole lot more here in 2019 as the Democrats prepare an arsenal of big government bills that could actually see a floor vote once they take control of the House. Oh, that's coming, isn't it? Within hours. Come January, proposals like Medicare for All and a host of other generous but very costly welfare programs that were little more than taking points in recent years could have a shot at passing a chamber of the House of Representatives. With the GOP expanding their majority in the Senate, it's unlikely these measures would make it to the president's desk, but their consideration on the House side would mark a first step in formally considering major government expansions concerning everything from education to health care that Democrats increasingly favor. Oh, let's give it away. It's free. To whom? So you think you're a little crazy? Here's crazy. Where's my taco sauce? Followed by gunfire. What? A Taco Bell customer shot out a drive-through window and stormed into an Oklahoma City restaurant early Monday following a confrontation about, yep, oh, they're all bozos on that bus, taco sauce. A man was complaining about not getting enough taco sauce or getting any taco sauce at all. He was very upset, said Sergeant Gary Knight. The clash started at a drive-through. It was early in the morning, probably had a few drinks. 1:25 in the morning, the angry customer shot out the drive-through window with a semi-automatic handgun. Give me that taco sauce, I declare. More news right after this. Hey, when's the last time you heard this? I am so disappointed in you. That comment either directed to you or you directed it towards someone else. You know, I think most of us know what it feels like to watch someone we trust very much go down in defeat. Often, however, when this happens, we feel abandoned. We feel a little taken advantage of. You know, it's critical to your spiritual health to stay focused on Almighty God all the time, especially when you feel you've been betrayed. God knows in our humanness that we search for heroes. We like to put people on pedestals that He never meant them to stand upon. In doing so, we place expectations upon them that they may not be capable of fulfilling. You know, only God, Almighty God, can meet all of your needs this week. Ask Him to teach you how to be balanced in your relationships and in your view of others. Remember, each of us is a life under construction. Keep this in mind when others disappoint you. A U.S. Marine has been shot and killed inside of a Marine barracks in Washington. News outlets report that police say a male Marine was shot early Tuesday in an apparent accident and later pronounced dead. Police haven't said why the shooting was accidental. Marine Corps spokesperson Chief Gunnery Sergeant John. That Marine barracks was founded in 1801 and is the oldest active Marine Corps post in America. A Marine survived a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the compound there in June. Another Marine fatally shot in the head at the compound in 2013. Officials say that six passengers, count them, six, fell ill on a Frontier Airlines flight from Cleveland, Ohio to Tampa, Florida. Health officials boarded the plane when it landed in Tampa International on Tuesday afternoon, and the sick passengers were removed. The sick passengers were not traveling together. The remaining passengers kept on the plane for about an hour after it landed. An airport rep says there is a possibility the affected passengers' illnesses were connected to a drinking fountain. Well, this has to be a bit unusual. Harris County, Texas, made history Tuesday by swearing in 17 black female judges following a massive sweep in the November midterm elections. The women were part of a local Democratic campaign called Black Girl Magic Texas. Okay. They pulled off what is believed to be the largest group of black female judges elected in the same time in the county's history. Well, I would think so. Members of the public were invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony, which saw a packed house. A total of 19 African-American women in total will be serving on the bench in 2019. The women have more than 200 years' worth of experience combined. Back to politics for a moment. Harry Reid is dying. The former Senate Majority Leader is suffering from pancreatic cancer. He gave a rare interview recently, which he compares a weird President Donald Trump unfavorably to mafia bosses who are really good at what they do. He told the New York Times Trump is an interesting person. He is not immoral, but amoral. Amoral is when you shoot someone in the head, it doesn't make a difference. No conscience. When the writer Mike Lobovic suggested there was a hint of grudging respect in Reid's words, he said, I think he is without question the worst president we've ever had in our history. We've had some bad ones, and there's no one even close to him. Harry, Harry, Harry. Reid refused to say whether he backed his successor Chuck Schumer's tactics in dealing with the president. Really? Donald Trump, worst president ever. See what a huge divide there is in America? So at what age should you make $1 million, or 10, 15, 20? Hey, chances are before too long, there will be an American soccer player who will be valued at $100 million. Do you like soccer? I'm not a big fan. Many people are, though. And, hey, someone's getting mighty close. An American player, Christian Pulisic. 21 years old, just happened overseas. Thanks to the money madness engulfing global soccer now, nine figures once enough to get a buyer, maybe two international superstars, is not enough anymore. I'm telling you, these sports people just make incredible money, do they not? Yeah, this 21-year-old is in the category as mediocre rise in both German and United States national soccer, still young enough that he can't remember when things were any different. That talented, that much money in soccer, at 21 years old and a new $73 million deal. How about being 7 years old and playing with toys? I shared that, but I still cannot get my mind around how you can become a YouTube internet sensation and at 7 years of age make $22 million playing with toys. It is just a crazy world out there. Well, Happy New Year. Someone sent this, eight things they're going to quit here in 2019. They're going to quit trying to please everyone. Quit fearing change in life. Quit living in the past. Quit overthinking and being afraid to be different, and quit sacrificing your happiness for others, and quit thinking you're not good enough in life, and quit thinking you have no purpose in life. I would agree with some of those. My friend, turn to the author and the finisher of your faith and your life. Put it in God's hands. Commit in 2019 to live for Him every minute of every day. It is a job, but oh, if you do, my friend, you're going to be one of those happy people on the face of the earth. Yep, being saved and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of things that we should quit. I remember back for me, it was cigarettes and alcohol and staying out all night and really dumb things. It all happened, however, after I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Main ingredient in big change in your life in 2019. Oh, I hope you have the best year ever this year. How's the weather today in your neck of the woods? Took down all the Christmas lights, a few thousand of them yesterday, and they're stacked in little piles all over the yard. Got to get taken care of. Excited to see outside the studio window I need to name this squirrel. Every time I do the radio show, he shows up, and there's a few little snowflakes falling on his little head. Ah, it's a great Wednesday, it really is. To God be the glory. Let's take a break here, and then I want to share truth with you after this. So, are you one of those makes the New Year's resolutions? And if so, what did you do as far as the Bible and your Christian walk goes? Maybe read through the scriptures this year. That would be great. pray a little bit more this year, be of better service to God through your local church this year, all kinds of things you and I could be making a New Year's resolution about. Maybe one of the biggies is to listen to more Christian radio and supporting Christian radio through your prayers and finances and serve. Oftentimes when we do the fall fundraisers and the spring share-a-thons in Tennessee, oh, great time, meet a lot of people, just volunteer to serve the Lord there. I contend, no matter what it is, you can't outgive the Lord, whether it's in finance or time and love, all those things. So important and a big step in your Christian walk. We thank you, those of you that have helped out Greg Pant Ministries and the Hello World broadcast, coming your way each day at this time. Thanks so much for being a big part. Like us on Facebook, Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Thanks again. Well, the Bible speaks something about truth, does it not? Want to be free today? Yeah, truth, but where does that come from? You shall know the truth, it'll set you free. A good reading today might be 2 Timothy 3:1. In the end times, and they're coming, it will be terrible in those last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Tell me we're not there. Lovers of money and boastful people and proud and abusive and disobedient to their parents. My goodness, it's never been like this, has it? Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Not lovers of good, for sure. The Bible says the last days on earth are going to be filled with tragedy. And there's not much good news in the world right now, is there? Doomsday, bearing down on America, think about it. In the minds of many, sure, others see the future as providing more fantastic opportunities. Things are wonderful, especially in the last 2 years. Opportunities at every hand, new inventions happening, microchip technology, levels of communication and efficiency that most never dreamed of. It's a great day in America. Is it? While technological advances continue to impress us, there's also the ever-growing dark side of man. Read Jeremiah 17:9. Man's nature is being revealed in his misrule of the planet. You hear these stories every day on Hello World. Poverty, war, ethnic tensions continue to worsen. Even in the United States of America, the nation widely recognized as the most powerful and influential nation of the free world, it's currently experiencing difficulties, right? How many people are behind President Trump? How many people were behind President Obama? Who really is the leader? So what does the future hold? Will technology be used to bring about recovery, or will it be used by evil-minded men to bring about our demise? According to the Bible, what will happen to America? You know, the majority of people who settled in this country have a unique connection to the biblical patriarch Abraham and his descendants. You can read in Genesis 48:13-16 explaining how Joseph, Abraham's great-grandson, was sold into slavery by his brothers, yet became a powerful ruler in Egypt. Joseph's two sons, Ephraim, Manasseh, received from their grandfather Jacob a special blessing, did they not, that had previously been passed down from Abraham? Prophecies in the Bible reveal that these two brothers, Ephraim and Manasseh, would rise to prominence. Today, the descendants of those two are largely the peoples of Great Britain and the United States, respectively. To understand what's going to happen to America, you have to study biblical prophecy directed toward Manasseh. The Bible prophesies that the descendants of this man would become a great nation, and that the descendants of his brother Ephraim would become a multitude of nations, Genesis 48:19. The United States and Britain, and some of its former colonies, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, are the nation and a group of nations that best fit this biblical description. We have really been blessed here in America. As far as military prowess and physical blessings go, the Bible says that in the last days, the descendants of Joseph would be exceptionally blessed above all other nations, even their own brethren, and other nations that would rise from Abraham's descendants, Genesis 49. These prophecies have come to pass, just as God said. And the United States, hey, it's unusual. Summarizing the physical resources of this country, such as the American geography, it's an impressive one. The Great Mississippi Basin, together with intercoastal waterways. has more miles of navigable internal waterways than the rest of the world combined. The American Midwest is both overlaid by this waterway and is the world's largest contiguous piece of farmland. The U.S. Atlantic coast possesses more major ports than the rest of the Western Hemisphere combined. Two vast oceans insulated the United States from Asian and European powers. Deserts separate the United States from Mexico to the south. Lakes and forests separate the population in Canada from those in the United States. The United States has capital, food surplus, physical insulation in excess of every other country in the world by an exceedingly large margin. Sure it does. And people continue to wonder, why does God bless the United States despite all of our evil here? The U.S. is a powerful nation with abundant fertile land, a good climate, and laws that allow for creativity and investment in hard work and the ability to enjoy the fruits of one's labor. But in spite of the United States' blessings, my friend, poor decisions by leadership through the years have threatened the way of life of so many Americans, those that have come to enjoy this old world. Irresponsible increases in debt and entitlement programs that cannot possibly be sustained at current levels of taxation are problems passed on from one generation to the next. You take care of that. Most of those listening to this radio broadcast are Christian, are conservative in their ideas and philosophies. And one of the dangers of all of this stuff, especially politically, is getting your eyes off of God and onto a man. Remember, God is in charge. Always has been, always will be. This week, we're going to talk more about America's position in the world and why does God continue to bless us so? Solomon wrote, "Everything under the sun is meaningless, like chasing after the wind," Ecclesiastes 1:14. Do you ever feel like that's happening? Everything in your life is meaningless? You're chasing the wind? No wonder you can get depressed in the world today. Without a doubt, we will be much further ahead if we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Him. I continue to say, glance at the devil, focus on Jesus Christ. Yeah. Depression, it could come to all of us at any time through all kinds of circumstances, but God's the great equalizer. He will take care of business in your life if you let Him. Do you know Him, by the way? Have you ever trusted Jesus as Savior? "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," Romans 10:13. "And for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Ask God to forgive you today, that whole past, your whole life, and accept Jesus. What a great way to live and die, and something exciting to do in 2019. Well, here's a sad story turned glad. A New Jersey man was reunited with his terrier a year after the dog was stolen from his car. John Tomaloso was moving from Florida to New Jersey last January, stopped in Richmond, Virginia to buy a sandwich. While he was in the store, someone broke the window of his car and took the dog out. Can you imagine? Just before Christmas, the dog named Buddha was turned into the Richmond Animal Care and Control Center. The staff found a microchip and eventually tracked down Tomaloso in New Jersey. He was surprised, well, needless to say, surprised and delighted to hear his dog had been found, but was unable to drive to Virginia to pick the dog up. And that's when a shelter volunteer named Jillian Phillips stepped in. She drove the dog from Virginia to New Jersey. When I heard this story, all I could think was, my dog. And if something like that had happened to my dog, I just hope somebody out there would be willing to help me and make a drive like this. There are some really neat people in the world today. Yep, that's a good one. Well, that's it. Another day of Hello World News, information, and comment coming your way every day at this time. It is my honor to be here with you. Oh, I think this is going to be a good 2019. What do you think? Until tomorrow, same time, same place, God bless and enjoy the remainder of your Wednesday.